Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. So if you'd like to read and listen at the same time, visit the Learn English Vocabulary website. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm making this podcast for A2 learners. I'm going to talk about vocabulary connected to money. The vocabulary might be a bit easy for most of my listeners, but I've not made an A2 podcast for a long time. So today, I want to talk about money. What verbs do you think of when I say the word money? What can you do with money? You can spend money. You can pay someone. You can buy something or sell something. You can talk about the price and you can say what something costs. Okay, you can spend money. The verb to spend is what you do when you use your money to buy something. You spend money. So you might spend £10 on a book, or you might spend £60 on a video game. To spend is irregular, and the past form is spent. To spend is similar to the verb to pay. Listen to these examples. How much did you pay for that? I paid £10. How much did you spend on that? I spent £10. So, apart from the different prepositions, pay for, spend on, these examples look the same. However, the meaning is slightly different. The verb spend just means to use money, to exchange money for things. The verb pay means to give someone money for a service or for something they're selling. So, if you want to take something from a shop, you have to pay the shopkeeper. You have to pay fees and pay the bill in a restaurant. You have to pay taxes. The verb spend is about the amount of money you pay. You might say, I spent £20 on a train ticket. Or, I don't have any money left because I spent it all. There are still lots more verbs that we use to talk about money. When you go into a shop and pay the shopkeeper money for something, what other money verbs can you use? So, If you go into a bookshop and pay the shopkeeper £10 for a book, what other verbs can you use to describe this? You can use the verb to buy. This is similar to pay, but it's about the thing that you're exchanging money for. It is irregular. The past form is bought. I went to the bookshop and I bought a book. I bought a loaf of bread at the bakery. I bought a new umbrella at the, umbrella shop. I don't know what sort of shop has umbrellas. Do you know what the opposite of the verb to buy is? It is to sell. So bakers make bread and sell it at the bakery. Butchers sell meat and supermarkets sell lots of things. I like to buy second-hand things. That is, things that are not new but still good. Things that people don't want or need anymore. Things that they want to sell. I like to look at adverts online, like on eBay and Facebook, to see what people want to sell.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you're in a shop, normally things have small labels on them that say how much money you have to pay for them. Do you know the word for these labels? The small labels that show how much money you have to pay for things are price tags. The word tag is similar to label, and the price is the amount of money that you have to pay. If you're in a shop and you see something that you like that doesn't have a price tag, you can ask the shop assistant what the price is. So you might ask, "How much is this?" Or you might ask, "What's the price?" And there's another verb you can use in this situation. You can ask how much or what something costs. So in a bookshop, you might pick up a book with a price tag that says £10. You could say, "The book costs £10. We often use it in the past sense to say how much we paid for something. This is another irregular verb, and the past tense is cost. If someone asks you, "How much did you pay for that book?" you could say, "The book cost £10. I've looked at the verbs spend, pay, buy, sell, cost, and the noun price. I think that this is the most important A2 money vocabulary, and if you can use these words, you'll be able to use shops in the UK. There's one important question that you'll need to be able to answer if you ever go shopping in the UK. When you go to pay, the cashier or shopkeeper will ask you, "Cash or card?" Cash means physical money, notes and coins. I don't use cash much these days, unless I'm buying something second-hand. Card, in this instance, means credit or debit card. I think this is the same everywhere. When you go to the till, that is, the place where you pay, there'll be a machine that processes the sale. It used to be a big machine called a till or cash register, a bit like a typewriter with a window that showed you how much you had to pay. But today it's normally like a computer. Next to the till, there'll be a card reader. This is a machine that you can use to pay by card. In the past, you had to put your card into the reader and type your secret number, your PIN. If you're spending less than £100, you can pay using contactless. This is using the chip in your card to pay by tapping it on the card machine. Or you can pay using your phone, if you have a phone with a payment app. The cashier in the shop will still just ask cash or card, because they want to know if they need to use the card reader. In some places, especially cafes, they don't take cash anymore, and you can only pay by card or phone. And occasionally, you find places that only take cash. I went to a little shop near the border with Wales, and they only had a big old-fashioned cash register. But that place was unusual, and it felt a bit like I'd gone back in time. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. As always, I love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. You can also leave a comment on Spotify. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.